Welcome to Love Rules, the radio ministry of Roxbury Presbyterian Church in Boston. My mom, Liz Walker, was Boston's first African-American television news anchor, but her most important job is what she does right now at RPC, preaching the good news about God's love. The Bible says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. How does that work? Join my mom now as she offers us Love Rules from Roxbury Presbyterian Church.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Love Rules. Today's message, after you've done all you can. And our text is Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 10th through the 18th verses. Finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day. And having done everything to stand firm, stand therefore and fasten the belt of truth around your waist. And put on the breastplate of righteousness as shoes for your feet. Put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. You know, I read all of this scripture, and sometimes I think, well, maybe I should just read a couple of verses, but the words of God are so beautiful. And I think there's power in just reading the entire text that's connected to the sermon, because then you can get God's word. It's not my word. This is God's word. And this is one of those powerful ones about the full armor of God. The Apostle Paul's admonition to us to stand against the devil's wiles or schemes is a reminder of an obligation that we have. Now, we're all familiar with the concept of taking a stand. At Roxbury Presbyterian Church, we're often called to stand as political or social activists. We stand for equitable quality education of our young. We stand against violence in our neighborhoods. Those are noble efforts, but Paul is urging us to do something much more important. As a matter of fact, it is impossible for us to truly take a stand anywhere out in the world unless we are standing right in Jesus. According to Paul, that means we have to be prepared to fight the devil in a spiritual battle. You know, a lot of Christians don't like to talk about spiritual battles or the devil. It sounds too otherworldly, too old school. It makes folks nervous. But Paul is clear. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the authorities, the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. You see, for every physical thing that we think we're fighting a spiritual thing. According to this text, spiritual warfare is not fantasy. It's not metaphoric. There is an ongoing battle between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. It takes place in the spiritual realm. It takes place in the physical realm, too. But it's important to know that it's a spiritual battle. I'm always deeply moved by the thought that Paul wrote this letter while he was chained to a Praetorian guard under house arrest in Rome. That means that Paul was bound physically on a short chain to a soldier who guarded him 24/7. I have read commentary that says he was under house arrest this time for 2 years, but he had many arrests behind him. It's estimated he spent up to 5 or 6 years in some kind of confinement because he loved the Lord. And he wrote 4 of his letters from prison. Paul couldn't have felt very physically strong in his own power during this time, because the point of imprisonment is to take away your sense of physical power. Paul knows any power he has comes from the Lord. You see, Paul wasn't in a position where he was lifting weights or doing runs. He was just tethered to this guard. And so he knew he didn't have any power on his own. He said, God's strength is made perfect in weakness. But here is how God works. And this is the part of this setup that I love to talk about. As Paul is sitting here in this prison, or in this house confinement with this guard, he is watching and probably ministering to this guard, because that's who Paul is. That's what he does. And he begins to see this guard as a symbol of the Christian's position in the world. You see, these Praetorian Guards were an elite unit, sort of a special forces team that basically stayed in Rome. They had to always be prepared for battle, but their job was to protect the seat of the imperial power. So this concept of standing that is so key to Paul's message is probably what he saw when he looked at this guard. You see, these guards were not marching. They were not assaulting the enemy. They were holding firm. And that's what we are called to do. Put on the whole armor of God so that we can stand firm against the wiles of the devil. Here's Paul tethered to this big grisly guard, dressed for battle, and Paul begins to write this stunning description of God's armor for believers. Take up the whole armor of God so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. You stand firm. First of all, you have to have the belt of truth buckled around your waist. That's good to remember. These guards had these big belts girding their loins. It's kind of a foundational garment. And the guard, you know, wants to make sure that he is protected in his most important and private parts. And the foundation of our faith is the same. We want to be protected with truth. You see, Satan wants to distort the truth by making us lie to ourselves, even to God. But you can't lie to God, because God knows you. So truth is essential. That's the belt that has to be around our base, our middle part. Truth frees you. And so this belt of truth is important to your armor. I am so thankful you've joined us today. Remember, Love Rules is totally listener-supported. Won't you make a donation right now to keep this program on the air? Log on to RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org and click on Giving. That's RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org. Click on Giving. Thank you. God bless you. We are talking about the armor of God, and we have already put the belt of truth around our waist. And now we talk about the breastplate of righteousness. This breastplate was used to protect these soldiers' heart. And, you know, Satan will attack our heart. That's a good place for Satan to attack, the muscle of our wholeness. Our righteousness comes from Jesus Christ, but we still have to protect it in our day-to-day lives. Indeed, C.S. Lewis once wrote that the safest road to hell is the gradual one, the gentle slope. So if you're not careful, you start losing that wholeness bit by bit. You have to guard your heart. And that's what the breastplate of righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, is all about. A Roman soldier's shoes were studded with nails to give that soldier traction, just like a runner needs traction to run a good race. So we need traction. The traction that we need to stand in is the gospel of peace. That means that wherever we are, peace prevails. We won't be thrown off balance because we are standing in peace. The Roman soldier's shield was measured about 2.5 feet wide and 4 feet long, so that crouched, he could raise it and be fully protected. I think of the SWAT team. They have those shields that protect them from all kinds of bullets. Well, faith is our shield. That's what keeps us alive. Faith is not a feeling, it's an action, but it must cover our whole being. The scripture says, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. You know, Satan will shoot you with darts of doubt or fear or second guessing, but if you have the shield of faith, you know you are covered. Faith is not believing in God. Faith is believing God. So the true shield of faith is not looking inward and worrying. It's looking upward and outward to God. The helmet of salvation. Obviously, soldiers wore helmets to protect their heads. But we talk about the helmet of salvation to protect our minds, to realize and recognize that we are covered. We are covered now and forever. You know, Satan's biggest battlefield is in your mind when he can make you think things that are not necessarily the truth of God. So we need the helmet of salvation on, and we need to remember that. You know, I'm a visual learner, so that's why this helps me tremendously. The helmet of salvation makes me remember that I'm covered, that God has covered it all. And I can just be careful and try to do the best I can. But even when I make a mistake, I am covered by God. My favorite weapon in this armor of God is, of course, the sword of the Spirit. You see, everything we've described about the soldier so far represents defensive weapons, except for the sword. Those Roman soldiers actually had two swords, a longer one. It was about 3 feet long, and it was used to pierce the first wound. But the more important sword was the shorter one, called a makara in Greek, and that was a dagger. And this is for that up-close personal combat. The sword of the Spirit is that kind of sword. God gave us his word not only for the visible church, but for that up-close personal combat that you're involved in with the devil all the time, because the devil's going to try to get you. He knows you, so he tries to get you in those intimate parts. But you have the word of God, and that is this offensive weapon that you can attack the devil. The sword of the Spirit is really a reminder that this is not really your battle. The word of God is your best weapon, because the battle is God's. That's why when Goliath was taunting David, David said, "You've come against me with sword and spear, but I come against you in the name of the Lord. The battle is not mine, it's the Lord's." So remind yourself every day about the full armor of God, because it's all available to us if only we take advantage of it. And then we can stand firm and we can persevere in our Christian lives. Thanks for joining me. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in. Roxbury Presbyterian Church is located at 328 Warren Street, right in the heart of Roxbury. Come worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m. This is a listener-supported program. We invite you to partner with us and learn the many ways that love rules. Visit us on our website, roxburypresbyterianchurch.org, or call us at 617-445-2116. Love will reign if you love.